Hey everybody, this is Alex from the Midwest Film Nerds podcast, giving you some quick thoughts on Dallas Buyers Club. I got a chance to go check it out last night. This is the movie starring Matthew McConaughey as Ron Woodruff, a man who is diagnosed with HIV and AIDS, and eventually AIDS, obviously. And he basically becomes a big proponent against the FDA for, you know, their weird practices with drugs and the amount of money that it takes to trial drugs and how, you know, big pharmaceutical companies end up. Anyway, you get the gist of the movie. It's about the life of this man, Ron Woodruff, and how he ends up changing the landscape for AIDS pharmaceuticals. And I thought it was very good. Sometimes it's difficult to watch, because sometimes Matthew McConaughey's character is just one of the most disgusting people that you've ever seen. But it's interesting to kind of watch him transform as the movie progresses. Fantastic performances from everyone. It's nice to see Jennifer Garner again. I haven't really seen her in anything recently, but that might just be me. Jared Leto was absolutely fantastic, and the on-screen rapport between him and Matthew McConaughey was quite entertaining. But yeah, it was quite good. You know, I think it's hard to sit down to a movie like that and just say, you know, I really want to sit down and see this. So kind of take this mini review as me saying it's something definitely worth watching. Especially if you like the people who are involved, or if you want to know more about the subject matter, I think it's good to check out, and it does a good job of getting you pissed off at the FDA and big pharmaceutical companies, and I think that's something that everybody could use a little bit more of in their life, really. But yeah, that's about it. Any other quick thoughts that I can think of? No? So go check it out. Definitely worth seeing. Yeah, that's about it. Kyle XY, go watch a movie. One other quick thought I just popped up in my head. There are some weird moments of, like, effects, kind of CG, and just really weird and interesting things that the movie does, and I haven't really had time to ruminate on them, but I wanted to make sure that I said that. So maybe you'll end up seeing it and think of these things, think of what I've said at those spots. But anyway, go check it out. Let me know what you think. Feedback at MidwestFilmNerds.com, and thank you.